when freedom is needed the most.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
What is going on here? I demand an explanation.
We work for a highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
An intelligence organization that fears intelligence, historically, not awesome.
The United States is a democratic nation. Here the people rule. We build no walls to keep them in, nor organize any system of police to keep them mute.
Freedom isn't free at all, but it comes with the highest of costs.
We have you, the listeners, and the hosts at Revolution Radio.
Radio. Radio.
For allowing us to bring you a platform of free speech.
He also referenced that building as far as when the ones of ones Gowdy. We're going to get live with Revolution Radio here in a minute. Here we go. Some music. We'll be right back. It's into the microcosm. It's Friday night. It's into the microcosm. Welcome, Revolution Radio. All right. Well, hey, welcome, Revolution Radio. We're talking about the man, the myth, the legend tonight, John McAfee. And have to say, Epic Journeyman, myself, Rockin' Rio, we've been working on this all day. Epic Journeyman has gotten into the tattoo, and we're going to get into it. Stand back. Epic Journeyman's going to be smashing watermelons, man.
Is everybody in?
Get your plastic on.
Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Let me tell you about heartache and the loss of God. Wandering in hopeless night. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we are stone, immaculate.
Riders on the storm. Damn it! I'd sell my soul to get this thing right!
Two words, babe. Eternal damnation. We in business?
Did I say soul? Sorry, slip of the tongue. Sorry to waste your time. You're a busy man, I'm a busy man.
We're both busy men. Let's go somewhere and find a place to be busy.
It was just an idle comment, for God's sakes. You don't go after every poor jerk that makes a careless remark. It was just an idle comment.
Here's the backstory, Sam. You don't mind if I call you Sam, do you? I mean, I think we're really connecting here in a positive way. And I'd like to cut through all that victim, demon, negative imaging. You know what I mean? All that mathematical lingo you were spouting. It's beautiful, man. It's like poetry. It brought tears to my eyes. Just happened to have the right phonetic structure to be a good old-fashioned demonic invocation. Especially with that neat little curse woven into it. We talking high concept or what?
Yeah, well, you can just go back to whatever Stygian depths you came from, fella. Because I have no intention, thank you, of selling my soul.
So much for opening rituals. Let's cut to the feature attraction. These are the rules. First,
my name is Jimmy. Epic Journeyman.
Oh, yeah.
I am here.
You're buried under Ted Nugent. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Got a stranglehold on me.
Hang on. He's got a stranglehold on you. Hold on. Hold on. Epic Journeyman. Oh, yeah.
I can breathe.
There you go. Can you breathe?
I can.
I know. Well, don't get into that auto asphyxiation shit. People die. Watch out.
ASMR. Hey, yeah, right. You know.
The public service announcement into the microcosm. Stay away from the auto asphyxiation, ladies and gentlemen. Have sex the old-fashioned way. That's all I can say. Epic Journeyman, what did you find out? We had the Revolution Radio audience joining us. They're not familiar, but they are familiar with what happened to McAfee. They are familiar with the tattoo. And what we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, the other night we had Steve Coynan on the show. Wasn't over here on Revolution Radio, so you don't know anything about it. And during that interview, he spoke with McAfee in 2020, and we found some clues in this interview because he mentioned the word architect. He mentioned the word Gaudi. He mentioned a lot of other interesting clues as far as Rome. He mentioned a lot of art, and that set Epic Journeyman and I off on a gathering information, and Epic's been working on this tattoo and the symbolism that he found. So, Epic Journeyman, now that everybody's with us, all the chat rooms are here, everybody's here, YouTube's here, Aftermath, Revolution Radio, the family's all here. So now let's get on with it. You can let the information free now because everyone can hear. Go ahead, man.
Okay, so the we can start dropping some of these images in the chat rooms, and we can start maybe posting them here so I can refer to them while we're talking. So the one that everybody knows is the one he put on a Twitter feed back in 2019 about the S dollar sign whacked, where he says, I got this tattoo, and if anything happens to me, I didn't do an Epstein. This is my tattoo to prove it. And it's like, okay, well, interesting thing to say. And it turns out that he made a cryptocurrency at that same time called whacked currency. So the dollar sign is shows like Bitcoin. It shows a cryptocurrency. And the whacked, W-H-A-C-K, no E, D, is to show you that it's, you know, it's a cryptocurrency. But there's no money in it at the time. It had zero invested, had zero profitability, worth, value, anything. But there it is. He made it. And people wondered if this was maybe his, they call it a dead man switch, kill switch, you know, access to the information. He said he had 31 terabytes of data that he had on governments and things like that.
Let's expound on that, though, because he was in with the in crowd or whatever. He was an Epstein, you know, advocate. They knew each other. He had how many terabytes of information?
31
terabytes. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say, this dude had enough information to hang everybody. His information is just as important as any information that Epstein might have had. So here's another one of these super connected people that has committed suicide. Epic Journeyman, where is the tattoo itself of the arm? Because I got the back, but I don't see the arm.
Oh, it's the last one I put, I think, in the chat.
All right, the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the chats.
All right. Nah, this isn't it. This is something else. I don't even know what this is. Anyways, go ahead. I can't deal with it. Go ahead.
So before we get there, let me say that we were talking for the benefit of the Revolution Radio crowd about how McAfee was a guy who basically invented antivirus protection for your computers. And almost everybody got their complimentary McAfee download when they bought their computer back in the 90s. It came with it. Right. And so where did that 31 terabytes of data come from? Because it wasn't everybody's computer that had a computer ever, McAfee had a backdoor in. Right. So he knows not just what people in their personal computers had and their stuff and their data, but what governments and businesses had too. So that 31 terabytes of data, this dead man switch is potentially all the information that he's sorted out over the years that was meant to keep him alive, because he suspected the governments around the world were trying to kill him. And that's why I said, if anything happens to me, check out this tattoo, right, which is a cryptocurrency, reference to a cryptocurrency that has no money in it, right? But when you look at it again, and it will describe it for you, it's on his right arm, and it's a simple dollar sign with capital letters W-H-A-C-K-D. No E like wax normally, just A-K-D. But if you go... and you take that crypto sign, the dollar sign with a W, that potentially means crypto wallet. Well, if it means crypto wallet, then what's the next thing? Hack, right? Crypto wallet hack. Well, is it hack D? What's the D stand for? Is it hacked? Well, there's no E, right? Or does it mean decrypted, deciphered? What does D mean? What does it mean? Or is it just a reference to that currency? Well, if you just take it to reference to that currency with no value, well, it's still telling you to go look at it. When we look above that, you look above that, there's an older tattoo. And it's a Eye of Sauron kind of looking diamond thing, which in Freemasonry, there's a pedestal that the soul sits on, this crystal, and then it broadcasts across the checkerboard floor. And across this, there's this teardrop coming from it, it looks like, which is in prison tattoos, means they killed somebody, right? But in this respect, if you're going esoteric, it can mean he killed himself or laments something about himself. In this case, it's a caged soul. You could say that's not a normal tribal tattoo. It's a caged soul. And he regrets it, right? So you could say that. But that's getting really esoteric and out there.
Also looks like a rib cage.
Yes, it does look like a rib cage, doesn't it? And so there's something else that looks like that. And I made another connection to this. We were talking about Gaudi. So Gaudi created this this park and this temple and a bunch of like cathedral-like structures, all kinds of things. And one of them actually has this. It has like the ribs going in. If you notice, there's six on each side, making 12, right? And if you're looking from the inside out, you would see this. And I don't know if we have it to where we can share. I said put it in the Skype, but it's a couple back. It's a dual picture that shows this with the Gaudi designed architecture. And I'm telling you, that could very well be it.
And it also looks like a set of angel wings over the top of the Eye of Sauron too.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, and you know, and it also looks like that it appears at first glance to be tribal. Like it looks like a tribal if at first glance, but it's not tribal, is it? There's nothing.
No, it's not.
This actually is something, is it not?
Yes, and I looked over. I spent last night for about 3 hours. A good friend of mine is a pretty well known tattoo artist, and so I know a lot about these things. Not as much as I'd like to, but because it would have made it easier for me. But I looked over all the different kinds and styles of tribal tattoos from different cultures and what they might mean, and none of them do this. None of them do this way, and also none of the stuff that's on his back really works. And we'll get to the stuff on his back later. And so there's a movie called Memento. In the movie Memento, the guy suddenly loses the ability to keep short-term memories.
Yeah.
And so he makes Polaroids and tattoos and things to remind him of what happened 15 minutes ago.
That's right.
And so, yeah. And so basically what you notice, if you look at the tattoos on McAfee, either the guy is the worst artistic mind ever, right? Because he has no ability to have any concept of art because it's just horrible. You can say, well, he's drinking tequila the whole time and you know, it has no, you know, he doesn't care. But no, he makes a point of taking pictures with some certain pride of his tattoos from you know the side and from the front, from the back specifically, to show off his artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible artwork. It's not good.
It's
shitty. I'm not joking.
It's like somebody did. It looks like a hack. I mean, a guy with that
total,
kind of money.
Yeah.
Seriously, a guy with that kind of money, he could afford anybody to do. He could probably afford your buddy to do his tattoo. So, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, he, you know what? You know what it was? He did it immediately because he didn't have time to think about it. It was something that just came to him. And he was like, you know what, man? I got to do this right now. I got to get this on my arm right now because he must have got a threat or something. Because why else? I mean, somebody like this, I'm just saying, a guy with this kind of money, he's going to be sporting around. You can tell he's like laying back. He's showing his abs in some of these pictures. He's really concerned about his image. So the fact that he would just throw this on his arm makes me think here now, right now, as we're talking about it, that this happened because there was some kind of threat. Go ahead.
And he said so in his Twitter feed. He made this because he said in the Twitter feed, I don't have it in front of me, but I can paraphrase. He says in October 19 that the government has told me, there's agents of the government that are telling me they're going to make the same thing that happened to Epstein happen to me. They're going to suicide me. And if anything like that happens, I'm telling you right now, that didn't happen to me. And this is my tattoo to prove it. Mm-hmm. Well, and again, I'm paraphrasing, but you can go look up. It's pretty famous right now. So I don't have it up on the screen. But I can tell you, if you look at this, that he was in a hurry. He did it on purpose, and it's referencing something. It's absolutely referencing something. And it's not just that cryptocurrency.
No, we're going to get into it, but I want to remind everybody about the D.C. madam. I want to remind everybody
about
the D.C. madam during the George Bush administration. She came out. She started talking about a lot of homosexual prostitutes and all this stuff going on up in Hollywood. I mean, Washington, D.C. And she went directly on the Alex Jones show, and he said, hey, would you ever commit suicide? And she says, no, I will never commit suicide. And then like 2 weeks later, she was found hanging in her mom's tool shed. Okay, so listen. When this dude's starting to get nervous, and he's getting nervous for a reason, you know, and he's got plenty of feelers out there. And before anybody comes after you, they first mind mess you by letting you know ahead of time. So everywhere you go, when you hear a car speeding by, you know, you jump in the bushes. Remind me to tell you that story about the killer pimp and the missing snakes sometime. Me and my buddy got accused of stealing these snakes. So the dudes came up to us and go, hey, man, you know where I can get some snakes? And we were like, what? He's like, yeah, man, I'm looking for some snakes. And we're like, what do you mean? Anyways, I'll tell you guys about another time. But anyways, here we go. Here's Memento, Epic Journeyman. You know where I can get some snakes?
I guess I've already told you about my condition.
Funny every time I see you.
You don't remember where you've been or what you've just done.
I can't make new memories. Everything just fades.
What's the last thing you do remember?
My wife.
That's sweet.
Dying. You really want to get this guy, don't you? My wife deserves vengeance.
When you find this guy, what are you gonna do?
Kill him.
Somebody's gotta pay, Lenny. Somebody always pays.
You have to be very careful.
You wander around playing detective. Maybe you should start investigating yourself.
This guy is so dangerous, he's gonna kill me.
Who is he? What do you want from me?
I want my life back!
I think someone's trying to get me to kill the wrong guy.
You can question everything, you can never know anything for sure.
There are things you know.
You can question everything, but never know anything. Unless you know the Epic Journeyman. Epic Journeyman, oh yeah! Let's get back into this now, man. So what else did you have here on this first tattoo? Because I know there's a bunch of stuff on his back, and that's really where the booty lies, isn't it? This is the booty buried.
Well, there's a good one here. I put it in the YouTube chat, and that's in our chat we can bring up too, but that's his temple. But yeah, the one on his back. So we talk a lot about on this. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. On this show, we talk a lot about cymatics. It's just one of these things that coincidentally keeps showing up over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Because we know about how they used acoustic signals and Mori patterns in the 60s to start influencing people and putting the data there to influence the mind. And we also know that these things, going back to ancient Sumerian times, people were aware of cymatic shapes and that the Hebrew language even was supposedly made from tones, intonations, that made these shapes. Right. So on this back is this particular tattoo, and maybe we can bring it up on here.
I will in 1 second. Listen, we got a caller, 608. Who are you? Where you're calling from? 608. Are you on the line?
I am.
Who is it?
It's way cool here. I know you didn't open up the phone lines yet, but you just said something that was so amazing to me, because ever since this McAfee thing happened, the only thing I could think about is that 2007 or 2008 interview with Deborah Palfrey, where she's the DC madam, where she, I heard her say it. She said, I will never commit suicide. And there was something about, to my knowledge, nobody else has made that connection except me. That was only existing in my head for the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And I heard her say that, and I heard the authenticity in that. And then when it happened, and it was just so obvious, that was an amazing epiphany for me. I mean, I knew things were messed up before that, but that kind of like closed the deal, you know, on how bad we really were and where this train was going. And so I just was, you kind of scooped me on what I was going to call about later on if you opened up the phone lines, but I was I can't believe.
I was reading the ether space and I could feel your look like in Pulp Fiction when, Samuel L. Jackson is pissed off at John Travolta, and he goes, "I can feel you." Look, he was a mean mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, wasn't he? Over there, he was super fly TNT. The guns of Navarone, just like Epic Journeyman. You can hang on the line. Just make sure you mute up and stay on.
Yeah, no, 100%. I just
we'll keep you here. Just
on the same page.
Yeah, let Journeyman get into this, man. There's a lot of decoding to go on this tattoo, and we still have Reverse Perverse Circus with Rock and Rhea. And so, we got a lot. We're jam packed, man. So just hang on.
I'm muting up. I'll be on the side.
There you go, baby. All right, go ahead, Epic Journeyman. Oh, yeah. What's the next photograph you want me to get up here on the screen on YouTube?
Let's do the back tattoo. I linked the back tattoo. Hold on, let me see. I linked the one with the temple.
There we go.
Kind back of the structure.
Tattoo. Let me accept those cookies so I can see the rest of this dude's back fat with the hair on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so on the back, he's got this symbol, and it's a cymatic symbol. 100% is right in the middle.
Let me open this up. I'm going to open this up wide, ladies and gentlemen, for the wide view. Okay, there we go. Now, what is that? Is that the flower of life, Epic Journeyman?
No, it's not. And what I did is I went through a bunch of things to find out what that was. And
let me open this up even wider. So you can really see this thing. Look at this thing. At first glance, when you look at it, they go, oh, yeah, it's the flower of life, man. Look at it, flower of life. But it is not the flower of life, is it, Epic Journeyman?
Nope, it sure isn't. And so what I did is I thought, well, maybe it's some common thing, and maybe that's something I missed, but I couldn't find anything that's even remotely similar other than in cymatics. There is something in cymatics, and they make a scale. I didn't link that one yet, that shows you the shape that correlates to a note on the keyboard. And that's actually a B right there, a B note.
That's a B note? In C4. So now, does this have any relation back to the Sumerians and that
symbol? Well, in a way it does. The center part looks kind of like a clover or an iron cross or a it's actually the Maltese cross.
Yeah.
And that is a cymatic shape on its own. So you can see it's actually layered. And for people who have a chance to look at it, I linked it in the chat, and it's hopefully it's in Discord. You've got a good blow up of it, and you can see it. So what it is, you look at it, it's a square going one direction, it's a square going another direction, right? Mm-hmm. So it's got 8 points, which is a Masonic symbol. Right, but it's also a cymatic symbol, and this symbol, this shape right here is, see how it's kind of 3D. This 3D image is something that happens to something called a cymatoscope, where they use the tone on fluid, and it gives it this 3D shape. Okay, and if you look in the sides of it, there's an X through the center crossing the Maltese cross. There's a circle in the center. And then if you count, there's going to be six of these little nodules, these little holes at the end that make a six-spoke thing inside. So it's 4, 6, 8, right? Four in the middle with the X, with the one coming from there. It's actually 8 if you count that in the middle, too, with the iron cross and the X, right? But then at the end of it, at the X's are these circular points. Mm-hmm. And this happens in cymatics with the tone, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it's 6 and 8 again. So
in this numbering that you're saying, I'm also seeing the 8-sided pyramid. I'm also seeing, I'm looking down at the Maltese crosses. I'm looking down on a 4-sided pyramid. And those are the sides as though they were splayed up to you. In other words, if you're looking down on it and you could see it was wide enough for your view, you would see it looking just like that. And so I also see at the very top there is a cat, or there is a some sort of a nub at the very top of that whole thing. So let me ask you this question now. If you were to make this a 3D image and spin it backwards a little bit, would we be seeing exactly the same underneath this symbol? Like, is this a tetrahedron also?
Well, what I thought initially, what I looked into is there's two things that came up when I started researching this, the closest things outside of cymatics to the symbol. And one is the hypercube, right? Hypercube, so four-dimensional hypercube.
Right.
But it's not. It's not. It doesn't quite work out for hypercube. And the pyramid shapes, that actually works, right? And if you look at it the way that it's designed here, it does look like it would work both ways, forward, back, potentially even from the side. So the protrusions on each of the points from whichever angle would still be the hole in the center, right? And then the shapes on the side. So it's a three-dimensional image. So why would you go through this kind of – the Rosicrucian cross was the other one. There's a Rosicrucian – people think of the Rosy cross with the longer cross at the bottom, but there's also a Rosicrucian symbol that is very similar to this.
Shrink this thing back down so they can get a whole view of the whole back.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't like Roger Stone's back. Like, he doesn't have a tramp stamp of Nick on small of his back like Roger Stone has a tramp stamp of Nixon. So whoever's behind him can see that. I guess if you're standing in line, you know, at the bank or whatever, he's wearing a half shirt or something, you can see. But other than that, I guess you'd have to just have your shirt off and somehow be behind him to see that. That tattoo, and I'm pretty sure his wife was looking at it. But hey, what's up going on with the rest of this now? You got? Did you draw these arrows on here? These red arrows on here? Because I think that thing there, it reminds me of something I saw in Star Trek. That it looks like it's a six, and it has two devil horns coming off the top of the six. And then below the six, there's two horns coming out underneath it, under the six. There's two horns. And then down below it, it looks like it's a clawed foot of some kind, two of them. And
Right. And so I didn't put arrows in those on purpose because I couldn't tell if they're supposed to be inverted or not. But what I did find is that that one up above is from a magic symbol. It's actually called angelic something. It's kind of script, and it shows up in a couple other places too. That one looks like, kind of like a double B. And, wow. And that one is in, it is in, absolutely 100% in Gaudi's artwork, in his architecture. So that one shows up.
You just mentioned it's an angelic symbol. Yes. Does it have something to do with the seraphim?
The other one does. Yeah, the other one does.
I also see the SS up in the corner there. There's an SS pair of lightning bolts that is the SS. And then right... on the bottom side of the bolt, there's an owl sitting there. You can see his feet sticking out, his two eyes, and one of his pointed ears. And then it looks like it goes out in some tribal shit on either side of that. But it's
not tribal. You know what I found out? That there's two ones that are inverted on the bottom, mm-hmm. are demons. Those are actually in demonology. I'll see if I can link them. Yeah.
It's funny because when I looked at them, they reminded me of those, you know, when you see those guys with the flutes and they got the hair that goes, there's five pieces of hair that stick out and they look like they're natives with these horns blowing. I forget what they're called. They're dancing. But that one there looks like his neck and his face is turned back and he looks like he's looking at his tail. And the other one looks like some kind of demon head with two horns and its mouth is open. And then it's got the two arms coming out of the two spikes or whatever that is. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Interesting. Go ahead.
So what I found in the course of looking at this, and I haven't positively identified them all where I can give you the script for sure, because there's multiples and that one's kind of like a B at the top with that arrow at the top. And the other one that I have, that one with that's the most, I think, important one in a way. That one's like a six kind of with the shark's tail, but then the other tail and the sickle coming through. That one's I've seen in more than one place. These other two are definitely related to demonology, and it goes back to that one in his arm and the conjecture of it being a caged soul or maybe soldier soul, right? And that's why the tear's there, which is the most horrifying thing of this, if that's true, right? But yeah. It doesn't have to be real. It's just maybe him believing it, right, at the time, right? But that's not necessarily true because I started thinking about this other symbol. And if you look at the ink on here, if you think about the ink that's on here, what is it? That one is older, isn't it? The one with the hypergrammaton. That's not the right word. The hypercube, but it's not a hypercube. Somatic symbol is older than the ink around it. Yeah, and that sky coin is brand new. It's like put on there with a Sharpie. That's just put there to be underneath that one to tell you sky coin. In other words, he's telling you that's the key to the coin. That's the key to his wallet. That's the key right there. Right, and these other things are just part of it, and it could be that the rest of this demonology stuff is just a ruse to make you think that, to not pay attention to what those angles and what those points actually mean, mm-hmm. because they show up in Gaudi's artwork. Not the two in the bottom right, those don't show up, but these other ones, that B-looking one, this other one do, mm-hmm. and then this little thing looks like kind of like two hands, and I can't see the rest of the tattoo. I haven't found it yet, but it's not really relevant because that symbol right there is in another piece of art I'm going to show you from a park in Barcelona that is next to this very symbol when you stand in the right space.
Well, now, the reason I was asking you about the seraphim thing, though, because obviously we have these two demons here, but we have the note, the musical note B, right? And you're saying that the thing is a cymatic. One of the words that came out very specifically in the reverse speech that I've got for later is he says something about the seraphim and the music. So I'm kind of curious if that relates to all of this.
The one symbol is there's multiple interpretations. I'll certainly think about the one that's closest. It's not exact, but it's very close. It means benign. The one that's the kind of like B-looking shape up at the top, with the arrow. Yeah. So he's telling you, if that's the case, that this other stuff isn't true, right? He's saying, because that's kind of the anchor for the rest of the artwork for the tribal tattoo, right? Which isn't really a tribal tattoo. So to me,
Yeah, it looks like deliberate. I said, at first glance, just I mean, you know, it's subterfuge with that. It looks like it's tribal, but there's nothing. It's not tribal at all. I mean, these are actual. I mean, these are actual symbols, and you've really detected some of these all the way down to the architecture and some of the park. What do you say in the park now? So which?
Yeah, I can show you where they're at. So we're going to go on a grand tour here around the world. Not really around the world. It's all in Barcelona, actually. Uh-huh. And he told you so. So Janus is the gatekeeper, uh-huh. right? And he told you that. He set that up with the architect. Architect's telling you it's there. And then you just have to. So here's if my theory proves true, and again, it's just wild speculation on a Friday night. However, you need 64 digits, in a combination of 64 digits and letters to get the key for the crypto wallet to unlock this. So if it is his 31 terabytes dead man's switch we're supposed to find, or it's his millions cached away somewhere, he told you to look at that tattoo if something happens to him. And if you look at that tattoo and you have any kind of intellectual curiosity, you're going to do what we did. We're going to look at the other tattoos, and it's going to take you on this hunt here. But what's really the thing? Everything else here is a ruse. It's that cymatic glyph. That's what it is. That's the main thing. And once you know that, and you've been told it's in Barcelona, and you've been told it's Gaudi, you can find out exactly where it is. And what we're going to show you is there's multiple places in Barcelona where this lines up, and it actually works. It actually works, and give you the locations. Those locations could tie to. There's also grids in those locations. They're on tiles.
Meet your next pillow.
Oh, my next pillow. Well, feeling kind of tired.
Meet your next pillow.
Is Mike Lindell going to come in here? Yeah, damn it! I knew someone with his
Friday night pillow fight. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I want a little bit of a roll there. So I guess what we should go to next maybe is. How close are we to a break? So I'll probably wet my whistle and get ready to lay into some more.
We're going
to
be doing a break right now. That's how close.
Awesome. Awesome.
So send me whatever it is so I don't have to dig. So I don't have to be.
Yeah, I'll do that first. We'll go to the next one. Okay.
For Heart of Gold. My name's Jimmy. It's Into the Microcosm. It's Not Your Granddaddy's Late Night. And we are ripping a hole in the side of the New World Order tonight with the Ever Journeyman. He is a great white shark. He smells blood in the water. There's something fishy, and man, it tastes like chicken. I don't know. You can support us over there if you want to support the show at aftermath.fm. Go to aftermath.fm/microcosm. If you want us to become a member of our Patreon, you can go over to Patreon Into the Microcosm.
Baby did a bad, bad thing. 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 You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two? I didn't think so. You ever tried with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? I wanna hope so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to watch her walk away? Baby did a bad, bad thing. Bad, bad thing. Maybe the bad, bad thing.
I feel like crying.
You ever toss and turn your light awake and thinking about the one you love? Thanks. You ever close your eyes, you're making believe you're holding the one you're dreaming of. And you say so. It hurts so bad when you finally know just how long, 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 long you. Bad thing.
Monday through Friday, 10:30 Pacific, aftermath.fm. Monday, 3 o'clock Pacific, Revolution Radio. Friday night, 11 o'clock Pacific, Revolution Radio. Yeah. beat a bad, bad thing. Beat a bad, bad thing. Baby, the bad, bad thing. Hold on. Into the microcosm. It's Friday night. 20 minutes left on the West Coast. If you're in the East Coast, it's Saturday morning. And no matter where you are around the world, you know one thing. When you hear the Allman Brothers late night style, it's in the microcosm. I'm ready to sell everything, buy a bike, and ride around and get in adventures and shit. I'm telling you right now. But until then, Winter.
Can't you remember? Love the fool I used to be.
Listen to him speak. Rio, here he comes.
You still cry about your woman. I don't walk the streets late at night. Oh,
goes, man. Johnny Winter. Epic Journeyman. Rock and Rio. Oh, that. Nobody.
I am here.
There I am here. Okay. What'd you think about that, man? There he goes, Johnny Winter. We're just taking a quick music break, getting everything together. We got the pictures up on YouTube and in my crowd, Jimmy Jane Strike Zone. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, we got a main channel. We've been struck out there for like 6 months. And all we're trying to do is get to 1,000 subscribers. Every time we start getting some momentum over there, we get a strike. And then we have to come over to the other channel, which is great because everybody's subscribing over here. But what we're asking is if you're already a subscriber on Into the Microcosm with Jimmy Gene Strike Zone, you go over to Into the Microcosm with Jimmy Gene and subscribe. And we're going to be migrating over there back over to the main channel here pretty soon. What we'd like to do is stay over here and keep sending people there until we get 1,000 people so we can go back over to the other channel. By then, the strike will be gone. So Into the Microcosm, Jimmy Gene Strike Zone. If you want to subscribe, go over there and subscribe. It'd be great. Like I said, Patreon, Into the Microcosm, Patreon, Revolution.radio. Become a member at aftermath.fm/microcosm. There's a million ways to help support us, and we'd appreciate any bit that you do and anything you can do. And with all that, there it is. I finally said all the stuff. Oh, yeah, Into the Microcosm on Twitter also. So, and then look for us on Instagram also. So, yeah, man, you know, we got to get the word out, man. Can I get it? Hey, Rio, can I get a document cam on this right here? Oh, wait a minute. You don't have a document cam. All right.
I'm working on it here.
All right. Well, hey, did you want to be on camera? I didn't even ask you, but there it is. Anyway, so, okay, Epic Journeyman. I have the documents. They are
right on.
They are on camera, and now I'm expanding. I'm expando, and okay. I'm going to put this here, and here comes a caller. Stand by. Caller 801's coming in. Hang on. Let this caller come in so we can get him up to speed. Caller 801, who are you? Where are you calling from? And just get ready to stand.
It's Andy Gump, bro.
Hey, Andy Gump, put yourself on mute and stand by because Epic Journeyman's about to break out.
10-4.
Drawing here, so stand by, Andy. We'll get back to you in a second. Epic Journeyman, you go ahead.
Cool.
Rock and Rio, you jump in here because I got to go check the perimeter, if you know what I mean.
Checking the perimeter.
I am.
Fucking A.
All right, I'll be right back.
All right, so we're looking at an image on YouTube right now, and hopefully you all have it on the other platforms. You can see it on Discord. You can see it at Aftermath. See it over there. And so what this is the interior of one of Gaudi's works, his architecture masterpieces, right, which is called, forgive me if I mispronounce this thing because it's not really my thing, but it's a Sagrada Familia. I know I got Familia right, but Sagrada might be pronounced different. That's the ceiling inside. And there's an arrow, if you guys can see this, points to one of the panels as you look up from the bottom looking up. And that is actually... It is a little bit, it's 6 feet too far to the left, but if you manage yourself over to the right, and part of the border I made covers up the other panels where you make the six stars right, you know, because you see it, they're kind of underneath at the top. That's that tattoo. That's part of that tattoo. And what it occurred to me was when you look at that tattoo, it's not meant to be seen necessarily all at once. It's layered. So if you're in the right spot and you see this image, they overlay on each other. And this is one of them. This fits. It's perfect. It's right. This is actually one of the perfect ones. It's right there. There it is. That's one of them. You know what else is cool? Except the top of that, I made a bad border. You can kind of see this, the other round hole sticking out. But there's that cross, right, and the whole thing, and the circle in the center. So what's cool about this is going to blow your mind potentially. Imagine this is you looking up inside this, right? You're looking up inside this, what you see, and this is one of those panels, okay? So if you go and you walk to the far left side, and you're not looking up at the ceiling anymore, but you look at that panel of stained glass on the right, if you look at that panel of stained glass on the right, at those six columns in front of you, and you look at that shape over there, you don't see my pointer, but in the very top window.
Yes.
That's almost, not quite, almost that Eye of Sauron thing in his right arm, isn't it? And then you imagine that there's only one of the teardrop is that right panel right there, if you can see it going straight across on the right-hand side. Now imagine you're facing there, and it's pointing down at this panel of stained glass. And that, I think, is a clue also. So this is kind of a, we're having our own little Da Vinci Code moment here, but I think so. Like, there you go. You stand there, you look at that, you walk back, you look back at this panel. Now you're looking at his right arm tattoo. Those columns right there are how they fold out weird and over like a angel's wings or devil's wings or whatever, right? That's actually, see how these columns are separated right there? You look at it horizontally, looking back at that panel, that's almost exactly what that is if you go six columns back.
Yeah, it actually, the it also reminds me of the tattoo on his name too, where the
yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but you notice how on the tattoo on the arm, there's two red spots. See, this bothered me. Like, are those bug bites? What are those two red marks on his arm? We would have to go back. You can scroll back to the chat and see it. There's like two red marks, and there's one that's like a teardrop. There's one that's like a teardrop. It's obviously a tattoo. The other, like, it could be marks. But what if they weren't marks? What if those two marks, that weren't bug bites, those were actually there to represent these two almost look like little fire emblems almost, right, from the distance, how we're looking at them here in this picture. That's not what they are. But if it's telling you to look at the one on the right, if you're walking back to the left and looking back at it, it's telling you to look at the one on the right. And it's actually pointed to that second column from the end of right, isn't it? So, or even the boundary. Well, this is the kind of thing that got me thinking. I'm like, well, it may be just, again, the ravings of a mad lunatic on a Friday night, except that I found other ones too. And so what I did was that I started going, well, okay, now if he's telling you to look in Barcelona, he's telling you to look at Gaudi, and this isn't just a single layered symbol you're looking for, or not a symbol, excuse me, not a single layered pattern you're looking for. You know, you're looking for multiples that add up to that. And you, as long as you find one that matches, that's where you're supposed to be and look at something else. So the whole body of art, such as it is actually telling you to do that. And sure enough, it's telling you to go around Barcelona and look. If nothing else, this is going to be the greatest ARG of all time for people who are picking up on this when they go to Barcelona to go look and see if they can decode this, because it's there. It is here. And it's funny that it worked out that way, because I wouldn't have thought that he would have – you look at this artwork and it looks so terrible if not for that symbol on his back. But then you tie it into the verbal thing he said, talking to Janice, right, who's that architect –
yeah, the
Barcelona
shit, man. I mean, come on, let me cut in, Epic. Dude, you were fucking hitting this, and that's why this shit is so astounding, is because it just seems so synchronistic that it, you know, ended up in Steve's lap, and then that night it ended up in, you know, your guys' atmosphere. And it's like the perfect people. I don't know. It just kind of seems so.
It's like a synchronicity, isn't it?
Right now.
Yeah, I did.
You know, it's like this is happening for a reason. And I'm feeling like a real, you know, paranoid conspiracy theorist at this point. You know what I mean? Because I'm getting what you know. I'm getting the whole, you know, perspective
you guys are
putting out. I get it. And this is making me feel more paranoid than anything else at this point. That's why I'm here tonight. So continue.
Well, I can add to the people who think I'm a wild, you know, conspiracy theorist or whatever, that the my mindset, how I got into doing this kind of thing and what I look for is patterns, because I was a submarine sonar technician. And you know what to look for when you try to identify these weird acoustic signals and harmonics of them in the deep sea from a submarine is trying to hide from you. It can be the simplest thing, like their low pressure brine pump, you know, and the sixth harmonic of that you just happen to see. And that's the thing that makes you, that makes the whole thing unravel when you find it. It's the greatest kind of mystery solving there is. And it's one of the things that made that, I couldn't stand because I hated the military, but it made it so fascinating.
Yeah, I get it.
It played to my natural skill, and it developed that skill. And so that's the skill I use. I use that kind of skill when I decrypt things, because I'm not really decrypting. I'm looking for things that have patterns that seem to make sense. And this does. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't be telling you guys about it if I didn't think it did, because I'm
That's why. Yeah, that's why. You know, I'm intrigued. I don't really buy into a lot of this stuff, but you got something here, man.
Well, I do. So I mean, like both of you. So there's a certain thrill you feel when you find a submarine, as a fellow submarine. So is an American submarine fighting a Russian submarine in the Cold War? And it could be the simplest thing that just makes the whole thing cascade and match up, and there you got them, right?
Sure.
And I'm getting that feeling, yeah. And it has to do with this harmonization, and that's the right word. It's about harmonics. Sonar is all about harmonics.
What's the
do you have that feeling when it's something that's not worth following? Do you have that feeling, like if you were following a submarine, you follow me?
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway, left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
A good way to start off any new day. It's a new day. It's a new dawn.
Certainly.
Randy Hansen and his machine gun. It's a name of his band. Another Bay Area boy. Rio, you get all glassy-eyed. You get all glassy-eyed whenever Randy Hansen comes on, don't you? I can't hear you.
And I love the music.
I know, man. Well, you know, the thing about Randy Hansen is literally, I mean, back in the day, like in the 80s, when Mahogany Rush was around, it was Mahogany Rush, Randy Hansen, they used to tour around together. Randy Hansen used to do the blackface, man. Because his whole thing was he imitated Jimi Hendrix. He was never trying to be Randy Hansen. He was all, hey, whoever's making noise, mute up. Or I'm going to hang up on you. Randy Hansen go out in blackface, man. So that shit wouldn't fly now, would it? I mean, you know, because, I mean, you know, the thing is, it wasn't bad enough that he was playing Hendrix's music, but then he was also going to culture steal and, you know, put his skin of his color, the color of his skin on too. So he's like, you know, stepping into the Jimi Hendrix experience himself. And maybe that's how he was able to just, because he is a ripper, man. If you ever get a chance to see or go on YouTube, check about Randy Hansen Machine Gun. And is that you, Way Cool Snoopy, calling in? I was. And there's Monty Dean. Monty, how are you, bro?
I'm good. I've had my nap. Sorry.
Well,
Jimmy, I just had to call back in. That was me on that, probably on that last call. I'm still on mute. So
there you go. Go ahead. So Monty Dean, if you hadn't been listening for the last hour, it's going to take an hour to clue you in. So you're just going to have to stand by and let Epic Journeyman rip. Go ahead, Epic. We don't have much time because Rio's got to get in here with this reverse perverse circus. We got more show than we got time. So go ahead and jump in here, Epic. Let's get this ball rolling.
Yeah, so that picture we just showed you at the top of the Familia Chapel there, whatever you call it. It looks like the, from the outside, it looks like the Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. It really does, Castle. It sure does.
It does.
So it turns out that this Art Nouveau style that Gaudi was doing, and people, it was funny because McAfee himself said that you call it Gaudi, like Gaudi, G-A-W-D-Y. He's like the father of that in a way, but the people of his contemporaries at the time called him God's architect because he incorporated like weird natural shapes and things like skeletons and, you know, bone structures and things like that and natural shapes. But along with those, he put these symbols, and we talked about these Enochian symbols, these angelic symbols, it's a script. It's actually a kind of script. Mm-hmm. It's an esoteric script into the actual architecture. And we'll point some of those out in a little bit. And some of those are in those tattoos. And so that's, I not only do not think it's a coincidence, I find it incredibly hard to believe it would be anything other than that. Because the guy is not stupid and he's super wealthy. right? So why would he have this terrible artwork, right? It's this awful. Terrible artwork.
It's absolutely. I mean, I'm just saying, man. I mean, if I even if I was a millionaire, if I was going to put something on me for the rest of my life, there's no way I'd be picking the guy that did this stuff here, unless he got it beat into him with a stick and a nail, and they were wrapping the nail with a piece of ink from a pen, and he was in prison. But other than that, man, that shit looks that. I'm sorry, man. Hey, man, if that's your art, dude, sorry about that. Maybe that was his first. Maybe he's like, hey, Bob, hey, you need some tattoos? Check this out, man. I just got a new gun. Here, tell me what you want, and I'll throw it on you, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, the level of detail. So the we're gonna show you. Hopefully you listeners on YouTube and watchers and people who are seeing it in the chat on Discord and elsewhere, what we're going to show you, the links we're going to show you, is that particular tattoo in the center of his back up top, that's the one. And it's like a 3D tattoo. It's complex. It's complex. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason it's complex. And we're showing you already, like, part of it is in that.
Hey, let me go back work. Tattoo and get it up on the screen. Stand yeah. by. It is back up there again. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, he does not have a Nixon, a tramp stamp Nixon on his back.
He does not.
What's the photo number? Oh, that's the wrong one. Figures.
It'd be three back, I think.
Yeah, it's too late. But anyway, so go ahead, Epic. Start explaining it. I'll get it up here.
Well, so it's more than three back. I'm sorry. We'd have to maybe drop it again. But so if you remember, it's a cymatic symbol, and I did find the cymatic symbol that matches that. This is one we're just talking about inside the Sagrada Familia, which is the one that looks like the Wizard of Oz castle from outside.
Hold on.
Look how psychedelic that is. Well, leave it there for a second.
I am going to leave it there.
If you
I don't need any direction. Just hold on. Hold on a second. I'm trying to make it happen.
There you go. There you go.
I got to do it all by scratch. All right, go ahead. There you go. Go ahead. What happened to you? You went deaf.
I'm muted. Yeah, I'm muted. I'm not anymore. Yeah. Now I'm okay. But what you can see is that, like, so if you take out the center cross, the Maltese cross, it's a match. It is a match, right? It is a match. There's all the holes. There's the center. It's a match. So what's going on there? Right. I mean, what's going on there? So it occurred to me that none of those looking at were perfect matches. So therefore, maybe there's more than one location. And if you have more than one location, they overlay on each other. And that's what this tattoo implies. So what we're talking about here is that this glyph is what it is. It's called what it is. It's a glyph in the center of his back here. This is a key. It's a keystone. This is it. Right. It is telling you. You can peel away a layer and find the layer inside. And when you find a layer inside, that's one of the overlays. So these are it's a multi-layer tattoo, and everything in there is meant to be seen as something you stack on top of each other. So what I was trying to do, and I didn't get time because there's only a couple hours in this research that I've been doing this now, but so I don't have the tools yet to do this, but I can do it visually, in my mind, basically, and do it. And so I'm finding you can stack these things. So you can stack them just like the tattoo implies, in a way that they make this shape exactly. So each one of these is an interlinking part of a puzzle that if you get the base of it and you get the top, you don't have to start from the right spot. They'll all add up. You can just find the Maltese cross somewhere. You find the Maltese cross, you can start building from there. Then you can find X and you can find, you know what I mean? Like at some point, this one right here.
Hold on a second. I just realized something. Hold on a minute. Okay, so the way that you have the orientation of this, okay, you need to turn this around so that this, so see this line of boxes that's going down? That is a spine. You need to turn that so it's a spine. And then it matches up with his back. That is a spine. And look, down at the bottom there, what is that? Is that a heart? Is that the valves of a heart? I don't know if that is, but that could
it's
also
in 3D, be right. It's in 3D.
Pelvic bone also. What is that the top? Is that the third eye with the illumination with all the colors of the rainbow blasting out? Turn that thing on its side. And tell me that's not the spine, and it's in the exact same spot on his back.
Oh, the center part of it is. Yeah, 100% it is. And Gaudi, it turns out, I looked through a lot of his works, is obsessed with this thing about spines making either reptiles or never really people, but a lot of times it's a dragon. He makes dragons. And so it ties into human skeletal structures as well. It's not like your typical dragon, although he has a couple gates that are that way with the spiral metal gates, you know, the way the twisted metal is there for decorative purposes. This is absolutely a spine, 100%. Right? So what I was going to say
not only is it a spine, but if you turn that thing sideways and lay it next to his back, it matches up in the spot on his back as the spot on the spine. Is that vertebrae?
Yes. And then when you go right. Sideways, right, you go sideways, it's his right arm, and that's Iosauron on his right arm with the two red marks. So there's two panels on the, so it's you're meant to twist it around all constantly. That's kind of the hypercube clue here. This is not meant to be just seen one way. It's meant to be turned around. And This is slightly off center in this picture. But if you put it center, what I was starting to do earlier today and didn't get a chance to finish it was you put it in black and white. If you put it in black and white and you take all the color out, then see the way these pillars form and everything there? They're actually the pillars on this tattoo. So if you center it better, that's what this is. That's part of it. I mean, so it you get the shape accentuated. You get the Maltese cross and you get the spokes. So it's there. So another affirmation that you're on the right track. Like this is like telling you that, okay, keep looking because...
Hold on a second. So there's pillars here, but the pillars are across from right where that symbol is in the middle. But is that Jockum and Boaz right there?
It may very well be. And if you stand under that center point and look out, you get the six spokes to the soul capture right arm tattoo with the thing in the middle. So now instead of looking across the spine laterally like we're looking at it right now, mm-hmm. If you go the other way, you're looking out, you're looking towards his right arm, and that's his left arm, is the other side with the colorful stained glass.
I see the bones there. I see the arm bones with no skin or meat on them. See him sticking up over the head? His arm, like the person who's standing there, his shoulders, that symbol is in his solar plexus. You're seeing through him to his spine.
Right, it's 3D. It's 3D, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's here, man. It is here. It really is. And so you have an affirmation that this is part of it, right? So, and this is a minor one. We haven't even got to the good stuff yet. I want to say this is pretty good, but it's not the best.
Throw me the next one, and let's find out. Let's find out. Recreo, how much time do you need? When do we got to close down the discussion on McAfee and some of this stuff? We might have to come back and we can come back on some of this in the after party because you got to get to this reverse perverse, eh?
Well, the reverse that I've got tonight is all McAfee anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing was, let's talk a little bit about that while Epic's getting this next image together for me. So we followed.
Give me a second, yeah.
Yeah, we will. And so we found that, or you found that there wasn't a lot in the reverse like there has been, say, for example, in a Joe Biden or a, and they're talking about chakras over in the chat room over here. But you're like with Biden and these characters that we see, these modern characters. What we see is these paragraphs and almost whole speeches in reverse. But here with this guy, you were only finding small bits like John Oates does or David Oates. He finds these little pieces congruent or not congruent. And that seems to be what you found in this, was not?
Yeah, exactly. It's small phrases. And part of the, there may be more in there, but part of it is the way he speaks. I mean, he's... he's kind of like it almost sounded like he's losing it toward the end, right? He mumbled a lot. He was kind of in and out. He'd raise his voice. He'd go back and forth.
Dude, I swear to God, earlier when you were playing that stuff and I was moving stuff from downstairs, and I had the headphones on in here super loud, and you were playing when he was going.
yeah. Some of it definitely does sound creepy.
Dude, it sounded like he was a demon or whatever, man.
But, seriously. I think I think lately he's not only obviously he explored psychedelics.
What is that sound?
I don't know. Somebody's breathing heavy.
Somebody needs to mute up, man. Like I said, if you're not talking, have your mic muted, please, or we'll have to ask you to leave for a bit, and I'll have Rio throw your ass out of here. I'll use your head on the breaker bar next time. All right. Go ahead, Rio. I'm just kidding with you guys, but you see what I mean?
Yeah.
We go through a lot of time and effort to make the show sound good, and if you're going to hang on here, don't be unprofessional with your mic open. So I don't want to listen to you washing dishes or whatever the hell else you're doing over there. Nothing personal. I'm just trying to make a point. So I'm demonstrating with you so that everybody else that calls in understands the exact same thing. But we're being cool by keeping you on the phone. So if you can't handle yourself on the phone while you're on the air, then we'll have to let you go. I'm just letting you know. Nothing personal. Go ahead, Rio. What were you saying?
So lately, when you listen to the speeches and the interviews he's done lately, he's kind of all over the place, and he's almost incoherent forward, but he's being very deep in some fashion. But one of the things when I was looking for video clips and interviews with him, if you go back 4 or 5 years, or you know when he was running for president in 2016 and stuff, and you listen to him speak, he's very smooth, he's very elegant. He's, very cognitive, very professional sounding. And it's like in the last, probably 4, 5, 6 years, he's taken this like absolute nosedive. And maybe it's, because he's been experimenting with psychedelics, or maybe because he's being, mentally tortured or whatever. But he's a totally different guy now than he was 4 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. It's like he's Kurtz. And he's Apocalypse Now, man. He's Kurtz. He went off the reservation in the jungle.
Yeah, you know? It's almost like the electroshock therapy to him or something. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but how else to describe it? But that he's not the same kind of dude that he used to be.
I know. Well, it's funny because it reminds me of that speech in Apocalypse Now where he just goes, "He's gone completely." Insane. And they're sitting around eating those shrimp. And they send Martin Sheen up to find Kurtz when really it was a journey for a man to find himself. Maybe McAfee went on a journey to find himself only to find he was insane.
Well,
Hold on. 937. Hold on. 937. 937's calling in. Let me get that shot up on the screen. Epic Journeyman. It's in the microcosm. And 937, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Chad from Dayton.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Chad, do me a favor. Hang tough because we got hardly any show left, and Epic's got to get to some pieces here, and I'm trying to get this thing up on the screen. And then we're going to do some reverse circus. Did you have a question real quick while I'm putting this up?
No, I want to be on for the after party, man. It's the only way I know how to get there.
10-4, baby. Just hang loose and make sure you stay muted up. Hold on a second. What am I doing, Epic? What's the number of that photograph?
I just sent you the last one.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean anything, dude. When I'm looking at my screen and I got to put it up here, I see three pictures. They all have different numbers. So I can sit here and it's like a slot machine.
Hold on. Let's see if I can. I'll drop it again. Hold on.
And just while... on that, I can give everybody a play-by-play, and then the energy.
Right.
Right in the shitter. But anyway, Rock and Rio, you better hurry up, man, or it's going to be time for Rock and Rio, and we ain't going to look back. Let me see.
That one right there.
It's too bad. It's too late, man. I can't do it. There, I got one up there. I think that's it. There we go.
Got him here. I'll drop it in.
No, I got it, man. We're good to go. All right, so there we go. Now this is a park. What is this Epic Journeyman that you gave me?
Yeah, well, people call it Gaudi Park. It has another name, but it's a park, and it is a park. And the thing about it is, you have this big entrance, and I'm not looking at it right now, but so I'm trying to get back to the screen too. Hold on. So I have arrows there. And you see those arrows? You see what they are? Those are cymatics. Those are cymatic glyphs, every one of them. So, let's go from the bottom right. The bottom right, you got the Maltese cross. That's on the tattoo. That is on the tattoo. The next one, that's on the tattoo. The next one I got up there, on the tattoo. On the left, if you stack those all up, that's the tattoo, right? So if it, and there's, I haven't, I've got high resolution photos of all of them, but if you go in and you look at it, then the fact that that many do add up and do make that compound.
What's the name of this park?
It is called, hold on a second. I don't have the
Google images. When you get the name of this park, go to Google images.
No, I know what it's called, but I dropped the link actually.
I'm just saying, somebody get a picture, an actual Google image of that wall close up.
It's a wall going in. Well, it's going to come up later, so it's important. Hold on a second. Shot
of it. Get a better shot.
Guell Park. Guell Park, I believe it's called.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
G-U-E-L-L.
Okay, G-U-E-L-L. Go ahead.
Yeah, so actually everything that's going to come after this is in this park. And this is the key. This is the key. This is it. This is what it's telling you. So it's not all of it. Like part of it is the other things we showed you. But it's all about Gaudi. It's all about Gaudi. It's all about him and his architecture. But God's
architect.
Yeah, God's architect. Yes. And so it's all about that. But this park has them all. Not only that, but it links to things we've talked about before, about a mural in North Carolina, about some other things, about the Venetian chapel that has the red, black, and white floor, all these things. It all ties in. It's all right here. And it is fantastical. It's a fantastical journey in a way. We're going to get to that end before we've got another hour almost, right? But, yeah, I'm telling you.
It's called the Mosaic Wall at Guell Park, whatever that's called.
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm sure we're butchering it because we're not Spanish. It's might be Guell or something. Yeah,
sounds more Italian. It's called the Mosaic Wall. So I just pulled up a pretty big shot of it. I'll get it up on YouTube. Here, I'll give it to you.
So folks at home, go ahead and look at those panels. And you get a better picture, and you can overlay them on that tattoo, and they match up. They do.
Here you go. I'll give this to you guys, and you can drop it in all the chat rooms. Here you go. Monty Dean, are you there?
Yes.
I
am.
All this craziness that we're doing here, we're going through this stuff here. Are you seeing any of the stuff that we're talking about?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Also, you got my cat trying to have a conversation with me, so she's in the background there. No. So you may have intermittent meows coming through. It's fascinating. Yeah, it's
nothing like an early morning conversation with a pussy at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, sort of like, let me out, I'm hungry, let me out. It's kind of fascinating. Because I can understand what you mean by it will take an hour to recap the last hour.
Makes
me giggle.
No,
but just the symbolism on John's back. I've surmised, and it is fascinating how art and symbols all work. There's a joke meme that's out there where, 3,000 years ago in Egypt, they used hieroglyphs. And now people, like teenagers, when they use emojis and emoticons. Right. And so we've sort of gone backwards. But that's how the human sort of brain and works, is that it's more about symbols and symbolism than the actual text. And, a picture says 1,000 words. So, symbols are very strong.
He's the kind of guy, man. This dude is like a fucking pirate, all right? He is like a pirate, and I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some if you would take a shot of this tattoo and then do some 3D modeling off of it. I would be surprised if you find something in that direction too, because this is the type of dude who's gonna put the story Contact, where they received a message, but then at one point they realized it was in 3D, and then the whole message, what they thought they had before, changed into a way to build a
craft, right? No, Jimmy, you're centered on the good one right there too. So keep that one, the one that's got the pink perimeter. Yeah, let's keep that. That's good.
All right. Let me. You want me to get that bigger? I can get that bigger. I think.
I think it needs to be seen far away because you can't see it close up. That's the way this works too. And actually, this is a good panel because that one in the lower right hand corner is reminiscent of the ring that McAfee wears, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It has a different. Yeah. So I think it's important to keep this up. So I think that what we're seeing here is that he knew that if he died, he couldn't make it easy for people to find his his key, his dead man switch, right? And let's say he gave it to somebody like, I don't know, just for sake of argument, Julian Assange. Julian Assange is in jail, right? He can't get it out there. So now who does he have? He has to depend on the public, right? He has to depend on the public. But people who are, unfortunately, some people are just conspiracy minded. And I love a good conspiracy, but I debunked them too. But this isn't a conspiracy. There is something here. There is, absolutely. I mean, in the few hours I've even looked at it, it's absolutely here.
There's the CIA version of a conspiracy theory. However, you're pointing out a genuine conspiracy fact. It's still sort of, it's lumped under conspiracy. I understand what you mean where, the moon landing's fake. Well, yeah, what they showed on TV is fake. It still doesn't mean we didn't go to the bloody moon. So
right, we've been pretty confident in that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they landed, and the grey alien said, "Yeah, get off my lawn." So but if you notice, very quickly, because I know we're running lean here because there's so much to talk about. In the last 18 months, how many people have you heard? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but. And they start right. just talking about the pandemic and everything else like that. And or they say, I'm not, let's not go conspiracy theory. And then they say a fact. And it's been a joke for the last 12 months. I need new conspiracy theories because my old ones came true. So it's like, I can see where the awakening or apocalypse, which is unveiling and all that type of stuff. It's funny when people in the political realm, there's an awakening happening. Yeah, just in you're just pointing out that the politics is full of corruption. You have about 99% more of reality to find out about what's going on. But it's interesting as well with the symbols and everything else like that. You're familiar with the movie franchise, The Matrix. They did a cartoon DVD or animation, sorry, we're adults, animation, called The Animatrix. And there's two episodes in that where they're explaining the prehistory, how Earth went from today to when the movie starts, basically. The war, it explains the war with the machines. And in the computer database, it's very similar, it's similar-esque to the symbols, and it's all in 3D, and it's like a kaleidoscope. And so as they're going through trying to find files and menus, you're going through all these symbols, and it's a 3D symbol-esque like that. And so what's been on the back there, that reminds me of, it's just like that static, it's only a static shot, because that's on the tattoo is a 2D representation of what's going on. But as I think Jimmy pointed, it'd be fascinating if someone actually does a 3D holographic sort of version of it to show all the layers. Because
I tried to do that today. I ran out of time. I did. And I broke it down and rotated and all kinds of things. Yeah. And there's just not enough time. Like basically, we stumbled upon this on 2 days ago. And and I've been looking at the sense, and no, it's here. It is. I mean, I don't think I'm fooling myself here. It is here, and you'll see at the end. It's going to be really interesting. You're going to get a kick out of it. I mean, everybody's going to get a kick out of it. I hope. But and is it 100%? No, it's not 100%. But I do think it adds up to say that he did leave this behind. And maybe he's not dead. I don't know. But I think he probably is. But if this is the case, then. Well, it was left for people to try to see, and it's the best troll of all time, if it's not meant to be that, right? Because it's a way of F-ing everybody, right? Hey, I left you these clues that go nowhere, right? Right? In a way.
No shit. I mean,
but,
he'd be just the guy to do that, too.
He would be, wouldn't he? He would be. So that's why I'm saying, for people who are listening right now for the first time, don't think it's like this multi-billion-dollar venture or this code that's going to give you access to his dead man switch of 31 terabytes. He's saying, F you, everybody. Go ahead and chase this down because he gave you just enough, right? Just enough to gaslight everybody if that's the case. But I would say after basically I've got about 8 or 9 hours into this now, and it looks legit to me. Yeah. I mean, there's something here.
Well, it's worth investigating. It's like even if because it's a 2D picture on the skin, it looks like a square, but it could be a cube because it can't really show the depth. because it's not angled, like how you've got the roof where the perspective of you're on the floor and you can see the columns up into the roof. With the just the tattoo, it's just the difference between 2D and 3D.
Clearly, and he gave you that clue. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. He gave you that clue too. Like, so that's like the first clue in a way. Other than telling you, Janice, what's the name of, you know what I mean? Well, he didn't say that. He called it Baby. He said Baby instead of Janice, but you know, she knows Janice, the gatekeeper, right? So now you have this thing where, okay, you look at it, it's obviously 3D. It's obviously 3D, right? And then when you look at these symbols, we're starting to show everybody and how they line up in Barcelona to Gaudi, the guy he told you to go look at, basically, in that interview, which how Steve got this interview and this happens to be revealed in this interview is amazing. But his Twitter invite to do that was, I just want somebody to listen to me because I got something to say, to paraphrase. Well, he's telling you because he set it out there for people to go do this. And like I said, if it's just going to be his legacy for us to go look over and find dead ends, and it's possible that could be all it is, right? Well, but it is here. It is here. I mean, it is. I mean, it may be like, you know, wild speculation. It could be. I won't say probably is on my part too, but I don't think so. It's starting to add up pretty good. And he gave you he told you where to look too. That's what makes it so compelling, is he told you where to look, right? He told you to look at Gaudi and look at Barcelona, and he died in Barcelona, right? Really? Really? Right.
Yeah, the timing of it was really weird as well. Sorry, Rio, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, you know, and he put out the statement 2 days ahead of time. You know, they're gonna try to get me. You know, and if I get end up suicided, I didn't do it myself. I mean, you know, and we've seen that from how many other people. I mean, Michael Jackson, right? He did the same thing, man. He got out there. He told his sister, and he even said it in public. You know, they're gonna kill me. A week later, he's gone. You know, I mean, Epstein, a week later, he's gone. You know, it's a common pattern.
Even if, like, because I'm not sure if, I haven't seen a body, but the Epstein's body that was wheeled out, it looks different. It looked like it could have been a body double, but who knows? They probably needed that because Jeffrey didn't go quietly in the cell where it was probably, how can it be he hung himself where half his face has been mashed in? But even like from the mainstream version of it, the character on the stage has been removed. So that's enough. And if they come back from the dead, well, just one slip up like that and all bets are off.
Well, he never went to jail, man. I mean, when he got a heads up before they even came, and he sent his body double in to begin with. He just said, hey, we're going to give you some extra money. Don't worry about it. I'll have you out in 2 weeks. Just, you're going to have to go sit in there on ice. We'll have you in protective custody. You don't have anything to worry about until Bubba comes in the cell and snaps your neck like a punk. And bend you over the back, you know, and what, you can hang yourself with toilet paper? Because literally that's all you get when you go in there. The strongest thing in a cell that he was in, the strongest thing in there is toilet paper. Your blanket's made out of paper. Smurfer girl. What's up, man? Yeah. What's happening, Smurfer? Are you going to call in? Maybe you will. I hope so. It's good to see you, even though I can't actually see you, but I can see your blue Smurfer. And you got a movie, put your movie in tomorrow, whatever movie it's going to be inside the chat over there so we can go check it out at movie night.
Yup.
All right. So sorry, I didn't mean to get all excited, but Smurfer Girl's over there. I tend to get excited.
There's no reason better to get sad than Smurfer Girl.
There you go.
Smurfer Girl.
All right, well, listen, man, we're running out of time.
I know.
We got till 10, right? So let me think about how to best approach this. So, I've laid out how it's a multi-dimensional and literal sense way of looking at that tattoo, and that you have to line things sometimes for it to make sense. We've already shown that it's the body through the arm that shows the familiar cathedral, right? I call it a cathedral. It's not really a cathedral, but that makes sense too. It ties right in, right? So, okay, well, what about other things? What about standing in a particular position? Okay, first, before we leave, let's look at this grid. So that one that was centered on the grid on the right, is one of the ones that's pointed to in the arrow over here. That is actually, if you count these bricks as spots on a board,
who's right? Making a noise?
Yeah. Well,
not noise.
Who's mute everybody? He's not talking. Yeah, just mute everybody. Okay. Yeah. So basically, what's going on is if you look at this like coordinates, I talked earlier about how I found that there were emojis that had black and white symbols that were glyphs that had a maybe we just talked about it on the air, off the air, I'm not sure, but that they have a coordinate in space, right, on the grid. And that's what this is too. So we need 64 characters to unlock the wallet of the crypto wallet that is on Epstein's arm. That's what he's telling you to do. In my opinion, that is exactly what he's telling you to do. It's like Cicada 3301, but with you know, a dead guy. So that's what this
allegedly
is.
Dead guy.
Allegedly dead guy. Is it an ARG, alternative reality game? It might be. The guy might not even be dead, right? But he set up his dead man switch was us to go look, and. Damn it, you know, it there's something here. He left a game for us to play. And that may be all it is. It may be just like a gaslighting operation of the highest order. But at the same time, he did leave something for us to find. And it's here. It is here.
Let me just say this, man. Let me just put it out here. If you got the information that he has and you have the information that Epstein has and you're somebody, you're collecting pieces on the board, okay. You want to keep an Epstein alive because you want to use what he knows against your enemies. Same thing with this dude. So how hard is it, man? How hard is it? Look, we talked about it yesterday. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, put two and two together. Look, I'm somebody who want to find somebody to get rid of, to make him look exactly like this guy. What do? I run him in facial recognition. I find him anywhere in the world. I GPS his ass, and I send my boys over there to grab him and throw him and grab him, black bag his ass, and fly him to Barcelona. Choke him out, throw him in the cell, bust this other guy out, take off, and now I got two pieces of my game. My game's about to get real strong because I got two of these players in here, and they're going to tell me everything I want to know because I'm going to keep them alive because they're under my protection now, okay? They're in my castle, or they're on my island, or they're in my floating city in the sky, the breakaway civilization. Wherever they are, they're definitely not dead, and they're definitely not in jail. Mine's Jimmy to the microcosm. That's Epic Journeyman right there. We got massive callers on the line. They're all being really good. They're muting up when they're not talking. Everybody is learning the ropes of Into the Microcosm, Friday night after party situation. In the Microcosm over on with Jimmy G and Strike Zone on YouTube. You want to support us? Patreon, Into the Microcosm. You want to support us? Go to aftermath.fm/microcosm. And if you join up, boom, we're going to get part of that. Get us some money, man. We need it now because I got a studio. I got to pay rent. I'm not flying under the radar. Am I, Rio?
No, not at all.
Now I got responsibilities, man.
Yeah, man.
That sucks. Don't make me sell out to the New World Order. Come on down. It rhymes, too. Don't make me sell out to a New World Order. Come on down and be a supporter. That's right. My name's Jimmy. It's in the microcosm. And I'm trying to find, I had you all lined up, bro. I had your music. Everything was there, and now there's so many windows and so little time that I can't find it. So let's just pretend.
I got three panels. You want to run through them real quick?
Here. There you go. Rock and Rio, the reverse perverse circus.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So, I'm just gonna run these clips. They're short, so I'll run them forward and backward. And I'm sure Epic will have some comments on them because
because Epic, stand by. This is part of what you're doing. So hold off on those pictures for the after party, okay? And then let Rio get into some of what he found because I think he's found something that has to do with that B note, with that cymatic, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there's a couple things.
Go ahead.
All right, so here's the first one.
In Barcelona. What's that fucker's name, baby? the architect of buildings.
Gaudi.
Huh? Gaudi. Gaudi.
All right, so there he's talking about Gaudi. And here's the... Oh, hold on a second now. And there we go. All right. Sorry about that little glitch. So now for the reverse.
Right.
It says, sing like the Antichrist.
The architect of buildings.
Sing like the Antichrist.
Yeah, I hear it, man. No question, I heard that, man. What about you guys? You guys all hear it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And that ties in that tattoo in the right arm, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, that was exactly it. And that was the clip that you had brought up before where he was mentioning the architect.
Damn, Rito's bringing out the hammer, dude. Rito's bringing the fucking hammer. Look at this shit. If you didn't stay tuned in all the way to the end, man, you lose. Go ahead, Rio.
All right, so the next thing you're going to... It's going to be... There's going to be a little weirdness before the next phrase, but it's kind of good to hear what he's got going here. I'm just going to keep rolling reverse for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
You get me answer across this number. We'll start in Barcelona. What's that fucker's name, baby?
All right, right there he says Dead Man's Cross.
You get me answer across this number.
There's the Dead Man's Cross.
I heard it.
We'll start
And then he says, I killed the rabbo. And I'm not sure what a rabbo is, if that's something like that. Rabbi, but here we go.
Well, why don't we look at one? Oh, I killed him.
I killed the rabbi.
He says rabbi. Did you hear rabbi or rabbo?
I hear it as rabbo, but it could be
Reddit. Go ahead.
Right, he's talking a little bit about something sexy there for a second, which is kind of irrelevant. Alright, there's some more you need to F me and he wants it. But here comes another good one. He says, serve the needless and save the throne.
Of the vastness of the universe, but also the horror.
We should have Danny take a look at this tattoo, man. She's in the chat room still. Danny, take a look at the tattoo on his arm and on his back, because she's really good at decoding shit. But listen, man, there's something more here than meets the eye, man. I'm telling you right now, this reverse speech is totally key. Run that again. Run that again, will you?
Run that same little bit?
Yeah, that piece.
Okay.
Of the vastness of the universe, but also the horror.
All right, so he says the vastness of the universe forward and the... Serve the needless and save the throne.
I almost heard him say something. I almost heard Sauron at the beginning. But listen, the reason when he said the throne, because I didn't say anything earlier, Epic, but when you were talking about the tattoo and you pointed out the X, I immediately thought of the flag, of the British flag for some reason.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's also Jolly Roger. He's a pirate at sea.
Yeah, but true. But I'm thinking the Union Jack. I'm thinking the positioning of the lines for the Union Jack.
Dude, I'm just muted. Can you hear me, bud?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, good. The Union Jack shit, there you're bringing that up. That goes back to like the Zebedee Frankis stuff, right? The Jacob Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, some of the stuff that I've heard.
Yeah, man.
During the Union Jack, so
you're continue. Cool. So Epic.
Okay, go on.
All right, you guys, stand by. Mute back up and Epic, stand by to get back into this when we get to the after party. We got 15 minutes left for Rock and Rio to get through this. Go ahead, Rio.
Burned up.
All right, here we go.
It's just not safe. So
see, now he's making some weird animal noises and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you smell Asian.
And he's talking about being sucked while he's in between the animal noises. So I guess he's feeling lonely in jail there.
He said being sucked.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of names and they're all on the floor, sir. I've lost it. Well.
All right. So there he says something about being a sorcerer.
His sunflower sold for the largest price. They're all on the floor, sir. I've lost it.
Right. There's the sorcerer.
Of Nosfi or something like that. He had a title.
We'll say to do it again.
He's most famous, even though his sunflower sold for the largest price, over $100 million.
The sorcerer of love. That's what he says. I'm the sorcerer.
Nice.
Well, the reason I'm here, son.
All right, here comes the next one. They will release the succubus.
And awesome, because you look at his army going.
What I heard here was too is Zeke. And I don't know who this Master Zeke is, but I heard it in AOC. I've heard it from Donald Trump. And now I hear it here again. He says, Master Zeke will release the succubus. And all three of them have had references to Master Zeke and the succubus. So I am not sure what that really, what the
document is. Well, Zeke is actually a show, but he talks about the AI. Steve asked him about the AI, right? He goes into this pause and sets it up. I bet you there's something there. I bet you there is.
Somebody.
And Zeke is short for Ezekiel as well.
All right. Well, when AOC referenced Master Zeke, she was talking about water sports and
about pissing in her nogs.
Yeah, pissing in his drink for him, you know, mixing up the nog for Master Zeke to drink. Yeah. You know, so I there's some weirdness there, but you know, releasing the succubus is also something I've heard from Trump and AOC, and obviously, you know,
who's not muted up? Because I'm gonna eliminate all these calls. Everybody, you're gonna make everybody get off the line. Okay, go ahead, Rio.
Maybe it's the FBI breathing.
I don't know, man. I'm just getting sick of it. I don't want to have to keep repeating myself. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm gonna jump here to the next spot. All right, so here we go.
Shuff, crush, consume, or destroy something. The leafcutter ants destroy the forest.
Okay, so he's talking about destroying now. And here's the backwards.
Seraphim.
All right, so there's the line about the seraphim.
Leafcutter ants destroy the forest. Seraphim.
And it says something about the seraphim, and then there's noise in your music. So
and that one tattoo is a seraphim symbol.
The seraphim are the musical angels, right?
You guys call back in after the after party starts, okay? You guys call back in. I hung up on your ass. Go ahead, Rio.
Or destroy something.
There's the noise in your music. So, I heard the bloop. That was the reference Epic had brought up before about the angels. That's, you know, earlier in the show I had asked him about, you know, the reference to the seraphim with the tattoo, and that was because I had found that in his speech here.
Go ahead.
So we got how much reverse more you got?
We got 9 minutes left on aftermath.fm. These guys can come back in when we're done.
I got just another short clip here.
Okay.
All right, there he says, you play the music and I'll sing.
For as long as we are the genetic creature that we are.
And then it says, you're the evil one.
Nor will we ever.
And here it says reverse it, which is pretty common. We keep finding that.
No, culture, we have not changed.
It's all in the reversal.
About culture.
All right, and here he goes. The demons within us.
The Chinese were the most brutal of all.
And then he says somebody, and I can't make out the name, but he says he sold me out.
Writing poetry, playing musical instruments.
Right, so now he's actually talking about the music forward, right after he references the seraphim and the demons and the noise in your music. And he sold me out. Somebody sold him out. I can't make it. It's like Hussein something, but he sold me out. So I'm not sure who gave him up, but that's a pretty interesting revelation.
Somebody did, because he had to leave. He had to bail out of the country, right?
Right, right.
Living on the high seas.
So somebody he trusted sold him out. And that's kind of where I left off on what he's got.
Well, we're almost out of time. We got 7 minutes left. Okay.
Did you want to just show the picture? So maybe I should show the last picture. People who are still here.
Until we're done. And the callers are itchy to call back in. Okay, callers, call back in now. Here, I'll see if I can add these callers back. Let me see. Yeah, so
we'll have to do an after party. There's three panels.
This is one of them, and this is one, and so we're calling these guys back here. This guy calling you back too. So there they all go. So we're calling.
Hey.
All right, so everybody.
You calling me back? You just fucking ripped my ass, and now you're calling me back. It's all good, bud.
I didn't rip your ass, bro.
Well, just slightly. Just slightly. You did a little bit, bud. You know.
No, I didn't.
No, it's all good. But I'm glad you called me back, though. But
no, because I want you to be on
just
the air.
Just busting your balls, son.
Yeah, it's no problem, man. Listen, I want you to be on the air, but I also want you to be professional if I'm going
to
leave.
I'm trying to. I thought I was muted up. I'm pretty sure it might be
Please
my,
leave
me
your message
that,
for
Okay, no problem. Here.
37684. I'm a big dude. I breathe heavy. I'm kind of a big guy. I'm sorry. I'm trying to mute it up. I don't realize if it's not, we're all in the same boat, bud.
No problem.
Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. I love you guys,
Hey, hang on a second.
Yeah, I love you guys, too. I've been over here trying to wash dishes, and I hope you didn't hear them.
Yeah.
Because I got all these dishes in the truck.
No dishes.
So.
Well, listen,
Semitic harmonics. That's what it was.
We're going crazy here at the end. But listen, everybody, get ready, because you know what? This dude said he was the sorcerer of love. Well, here's the gangster of love, Johnny Guitar Watson.
they put in me and my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns and made it to the grave. I'm a gangster of love, gangster of love. Well, now walk down the street and all the girls I meet say he's a gangster of love. Yes, rob the local beauty contest for that first place one.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia, tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love. On Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on...